Danny, well done. Made hard work of it at the end.
Yeah, but look, it's going to be like that in Championship football, and you know, the conditions, we drizzle, and the excitement and the nerves and the two teams chasing a big win. And yeah, I was really happy with the boys, the way they responded to the setbacks. You know, the couple of goals that went in league games could have finished us in games, but today there was something about us. This was our chance to get a quarter final, a home game, and nothing was going to get in their way. And I was really, really happy with their character. And every time the Clonfin came at us, we went back down the pitch. I think we scored 5 on the bounce after the first goal, yeah. Or the first goal in the second half. So yeah, look, all credit to the boys. They really dug deep in that second half, and our bench came off. You know, our bench was strong again today, and it really, really helped us in the last 15-20 minutes.
Yeah, there was so many talking points in that game when you have so many goals. There was the penalty. There was the black card as well. And in a way, that black card kind of helped you, because Ryan McMahon made a big impact when he came on.
Huge impact, and I'm delighted for Ryan. Like, Ryan's a county under 20 this year, and he was a big player for Michael Murphy's college team, Larry Kenny. But we really didn't get much out of Ryan all summer through injuries and different setbacks. So I mean, he hasn't made our starting 15 for the last 2 weeks, and it's just the strength of the team. And even last week in Four Masters, we didn't start Gary Merritt, didn't start Dara Black. Rory Donald's a county minor, he's not getting a start. So we have like Conor McNulty, Sean Black, we've serious boys on the bench in both days. And it's all good for me as a manager, because that competition with places is there. And look, we're playing Swilly next Sunday, and it's about trying to top the group.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. It probably could be important who tops this group, because you know, you're going to be in a quarter final now. You'd like to be in the stronger side of the draw.
Yeah, look, I mean, we're not going to start picking and choosing who we meet in a quarter final. We're just going to take it on. I don't care. I don't think the boys are too bothered who they meet. Look, obviously you have to be sensible and say, if you can top the group, you can avoid possibly the likes of Kilcar and whoever tops the Gador Unions group, and possibly Lenti. So, but look, once you get a quarter final, you stick your chest out and you go for it. So nobody will be giving us a chance. So yeah, we'll give it a go.
And first time ever for the club to be at this stage in a senior championship. I mean, that's a big day for everybody connected with Mofford GA Club.
Yeah, look, it's massive, Jeremy. I'm down here now the last 4 years, and you can see coming off the field what it meant to the people who've been in the club for a long, long time. And like, the club have always been a junior intermediate, but now we ask the boys before the game, this is your chance to make a mark, to become a real senior team and make big wins in championship. And they've gone to Four Masters and done it. They come here and beat a good Glenfinn team. So yeah, it's all in front of them now. You know, they're a young team, one or two experienced heads in through them, but you know, it's been an exciting couple of weeks for the club.